Good morning, and welcome to Talk of Our Towns. Our usual host, Donna Quinn, is away this week. I'm Kathleen Morgain, substituting in her place. And this morning, we're going to hear about a local organization that does a lot for children in our area, Assistance League the Columbia Pacific. And in the studio this morning, I have with me Leslie Long. She's the Vice President of Resource Development for Assistance League Columbia the Pacific. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
And we're going to hear about something about the your organization today and about a fundraiser you have coming up. But first, let's talk a little bit about you and your background. You come from this area, correct?
I do. I'm a native Astorian. Actually, my both sets of grandparents, one came from Estonia, one came from Finland, and they settled in this area. And my mother and father both went off to college but came back and were a teacher and a nurse in the area. And I actually left for 25 years to go off to college and get a career going. But now that I'm retired, I found my way back here, and I just love it.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about Assistance League Columbia Pacific and how you became involved with the organization.
Well, I met my good friend Linda Jones through the Master Gardening Program, and she says, I got another organization I think you need to join. And she said, it's a group of women, and we have a lot of fun, and we do a lot of good. So that is how I got involved with the Assistance League, the Columbia Pacific, through my friend. And I've been a member now for almost over 2 years now. And I'm the Vice President of Resource Development, which is basically the fundraising arm of our organization, grant writing, holding our fundraising events, direct mail campaigns, etc.
You have a lot on your plate.
I do.
You are one busy woman if you were doing all that. When you say you met other women in the organization, is this an organization for women only then?
It is not. We actually have a couple of male members. So it is not exclusively for women.
Okay, and then the primary focus of the organization, when you say Assistance League, obviously, are you being of assistance, and it's primarily for children that get the help?
Yes. Our focus is, at least for our chapter, is on the children of the community. We fundraise in the community, and we take care of our children in the community. We have four programs, basically, and I can go over those briefly.
Oh, please do.
Briefly with you. And our signature program, which is basically our largest program, that's where we spend the majority of our funds, which is the Operation School Bell program, where we go and clothe children in need from kindergarten through 12th grade. And this past school year, we were able to clothe more than 600 children in Clatsop County, which is the most ever, of course. So we're very happy that we got beyond that 600 mark, and hopefully next year we'll be able to clothe even more children in need. Now, that's our Operation School Bell. And, well, one thing is we provide them shoes, socks, underwear, pants, shirt, jacket, and a hoodie. So it's
a complete outfit.
Absolutely. It's a complete outfit. So that's what we attempt to do for each child.
And how do you identify the children that are in need?
We work through the principals and the counselors at each school.
So this is school-based, for specifically aimed at school children, and that's how the schools connect the children with Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific?
Yes, that is how we are at least the students are identified for us to get them clothed.
Excellent.
Yes.
And you have other departments, I guess I could call them?
Yes, other programs in which we help the children of our community. The other one is, it's called the Duffel Bag Project, which we actually coordinate this with the Department of Child Services for children, you know, through no problem of themselves, but they end up in the foster care system. And we provide duffel bags full of comfort items, pajamas, and underwear, a reading book, a stuffed animal, and they're put together for various ages, infant, you know, to teenagers. And we provide those to the Department of Children's Services. And when they need to take one, they just take the duffel bag and give it to the children that need it when they're taken from their homes. And they just let us know when we need to refill those particular age-appropriate duffel bags. And unfortunately, I think we had last year 20 duffel bags, so we could see that there are some
There's issues. Quite a need in
Yes, there is a need for that, but we're very happy that we can provide that service for the Department of Child Services. And another program we have is called the Athletic Scholarship Program, which for kids in middle school and high school, pretty much, if they need help with sports fees, sports equipment, sports clothes, we offer athletic scholarships for them to be able to participate in those activities, because we believe that they enhance the whole experience of a person's school.
Their school year, extracurricular activities, being involved with their peers.
Exactly. And so we're able to do that, and we work through the coaches and the various principals at the schools for that program also. And the last one is called Cinderella's Closet, where we provide prom dresses for the high school girls if they would like to use one of our dresses. And we have more than 250 in our inventory. And we just had an event, I think a couple weeks ago, where the girls could come to a certain location to try on dresses and utilize those dresses and just return them to us, and we'll get them laundered.
Oh, that sounds like a fun program.
Yes. Yes.
And if a girl's interested in possibly, is it a rental or just a direct loan? How do you do that?
Oh, it's just a direct loan for them to, and we had seamstresses on duty to help take the dresses in if they needed to be hemmed up, taken in, whatever. We were there to help them. And we're a little worried because we don't have a big turnout for that. I think we had under 10 girls through for the high schools throughout Clatsop County take advantage of that program. So I think we have to, maybe we'll look at better ways of advertising to each of the high schools that we have this program available.
Okay, ladies, there are some lovely dresses and some closets that need to be looked at.
Yes.
Well, speaking of all the, another thing about sourcing, when you were talking about Operation School Bell and the duffel bag project, where do the clothing and the duffel bag items come from?
Since we fundraise locally, and I'll talk a little bit later about the golf ball drop, but our local businesses are very generous with donations for prizes. So, of course, we try to shop locally, and that is what we do. We shop locally throughout Seaside to Astoria and Warrenton. And so the majority of the items, of course, are from Penny's, they're from Ross, they're from Maurice's, they're from Ter Haar's in Seaside, and Fred Meyer's. And so that's where we collect the majority of the clothing for the Operation School Bell and the Duffel Bag Project. And I have to also mention the outlet mall stores such as Oshkosh and Carter's. They've been really very generous in donating many of the items for the infant duffel bags, etc.
So you have very good luck with local donors for local recipients.
Yes, we do. And they do try to give us as much of a discount as they possibly can.
All right. Well, for those listening, you're listening right now to Coast Community Radio. The program is Talk of Our Towns, and we're speaking with Leslie Long, Vice President of Resource Development for Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific. They do some wonderful work with children in Clatsop County. And in order to help them do that work, they periodically have to host fundraisers. And Leslie is the director of most of the fundraisers they hold, and there is one coming up very soon. And could you tell us about that, Leslie?
I certainly can. It is our 7th annual golf ball drop fundraising event. It will be held Saturday, May 10th at the Astoria Golf and Country Club. And as I said, this is the 7th annual event. And how this works is we partner with the Astoria Golf and Country Club and the Astoria Bar Pilots. And I'll tell you how the event works and then how we raise money for it. But what happens is at 11 o'clock that morning, we host a children's golf clinic. The pro golf instructor out at the country club, John Cawasso, holds a kids' golf clinic. And last year, we had 27 children in the community participate in that golf clinic. And it was about, it was 50-50 boys and girls. So that worked out pretty good. And the ages ranged from 4 to 13. And John has some helpers, and he teaches the kids a little bit of golf basics. And that goes on for about an hour. In the meantime, for the parents, and if there's anybody else with the children and their parents, there's a barbecue going on. And the barbecue, of course, is free for the children, but it's $5 for the adults. And then at 12:15, the Astoria Bar Pilots their helicopter starts hovering around the driving range at the country club, and they drop 2,000 golf balls onto the driving range in the vicinity of a pin that is designated as the target area. And after, of course, the helicopter leaves, we go out and measure the balls that are closest to the hole. Some, of course, sometimes go in the hole, so we have to see who went in first or see which ball went in first. And the balls closest to the hole have a number on each of the, we have to number 2,000 golf balls.
No, that sounds like fun.
We make it fun. And we have 15 prizes this year. And so we're really excited that that businesses were so generous to donate this again. And so that's how that works, how we determine the prizes. And then, but each numbered golf ball is basically a raffle ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sell a maximum of 2,000 raffle tickets for this event. And that's what we're out in the community doing now, is trying to get all of these raffle tickets sold, because it basically, this is a fundraiser and we want to raise over $10,000. And it's mostly due to the sale of these raffle tickets. So, and right now, what is it? It's April 30th. We have 10 more days until this event. And we have a lot of tickets that are not sold yet. So if you're interested in buying a raffle ticket or more than one raffle ticket, which I hope many of you do, they are available at all the Columbia Bank locations in Astoria, Warrenton, and Seaside. And they are also available at Holly McCone's in Astoria, her jewelry store. And I know that I have a member out at the Astoria Golf and Country Club today, because I believe it's Men's Day. And so she'll be trying to sell tickets at the golf course and see if we'll have good support from the actual members of the country club also.
Well, this sounds like a great way to assist kids in our region, but it also sounds like a great day out to bring your own children. I love the idea of that golf clinic.
Yes.
If you've never swung a golf club before, this sounds like a great thing for us, a small child.
Yes. John Cawasso has been very generous with his time. I believe he's been participating with this event for us for 7 years also. This will be his 7th year.
Very generous to give his time too.
Yes.
So, all right, a fun event. So you have golfing for the kids, and you have barbecue for the adults, and then you're going to have all the noise of the bar pilots and the helicopter coming in. So when the golf balls drop, it'll be very obvious where that helicopter is, and no one's going to get hit.
No, we stay clear of that.
Do you have all the, you said you have to number 2,000 golf balls. Do you have all those golf balls numbered yet?
No, that'll be done on Wednesday, because we have to sell the tickets so we know which numbers to put on the golf balls. So it'd be great if we got these raffle tickets sold as soon as possible so we can get those golf balls numbered. But we have a meeting date set for numbering.
So your all-night work party is coming up.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
So, again, where are the raffle tickets available?
They're available at the Columbia Bank locations, which are in Astoria, Warrenton, and Seaside, and also Holly McCone's store in Astoria.
Okay, very good. Well, is there anything else that you would like to add about Assistance League Columbia the Pacific?
Well, one thing I just wanted to add, a reason to buy these raffle tickets is, as I said, the generosity of the local businesses donating prizes. I mean, the prizes that we have, and I mentioned that we have like 15 different prize packages, they total over $5,000 in you know, combined total over $5,000. So there is...
Here's the bait.
That's right. Here's the bait. And another item we do have going on at this event is we have a bicycle raffle for the kids, and the tickets there. You have to be at the event for the bicycle raffle. And Dr. Crass and Dr. Liebel donate this bicycle each year, and it's worth $300 to $400. Mm. And last year, I believe we sold 60 tickets, so your odds are pretty good to win this bicycle. And another thing on the other prizes, the other 15 prize packages, you do not have to be present to win. So go ahead and buy the raffle tickets. Do not worry. You don't have to be at the event. We'll come find you and bring you your prize later on if you had that particularly lucky golf ball number.
Okay, I forgot to ask that question. Now they're the golf clinic for the kids, a bicycle raffle for the kids. Could you elaborate on some of the other prizes? That sounds like you've got quite a bit of bait here going on.
I know, and as I said, it's just fabulous. The wine cellar on 10th Street donates a wine tasting for a group of 10 to 12 people, and that's valued at over $400. Along with that prize is a wine accessory basket with wines. And we also have a package of a overnight stay at the Canary Pier Hotel, along with a dining certificate at the Bridgewater Bistro, and a Sarah Goodnow print that was framed by Old Town Framing. That whole package is worth over $350. We also have an Astoria Golf or Club Golf for Four with cart, along with a Firehouse Grill dining certificate, and that restaurant is located in Seaside. We also have 4 zip line certificates from High Life Adventure Zip Line. And we also have a 1-hour scenic plane ride donated by Jim Campbell, who's a local pilot here. And he's willing to work with you to take you up on a scenic tour whenever the schedules work out for you and him. And also we have some other overnight stays with the Ocean Lodge in Cannon Beach, along with a dining certificate at the Lumberyard Rotisserie and Grill. And we have Sunset Empire Recreation Passes, Requad Fitness, which is a Zumba facility in Gearhart, and a yoga package at Seaside, and another overnight stay at the Inn of the Four Winds, along with a dining certificate from Maggie's on the Prom. And we have another overnight stay from the Hallmark Resort in Cannon Beach.
You have some fantastic prizes.
That's right. And Lum's offered up a full car detail, which we're very happy that they are donating to our event this year. And a couple of beauty certificates, complete beauty.
Like a day spa?
Yes, yes. And also Sheer Pleasures. More dining certificates from Dundee's, a Starbucks gift set basket, another Kitchen Caboodle basket. And we also have an Astoria Brew Tour package. We have donations from Astoria Brewing Company, Bowie Beer, and Fort George, which donated a certificate and a mug from their facility. So we kind of put a little brew tour package together for that. So that's a fun basket.
Definitely a fun prize.
And then wrapping up, Funland and Gearhart Recreation Lanes donated some certificates for a nice little prize package.
Well, those are some fabulous local prizes. So if you live in this area, you don't have to go to Portland. You don't have to go a long ways. You can stay right here and enjoy what we have to offer.
And just one thing I want to mention. Our major sponsors and our title sponsor this year is PacifiCorps, and they donated money to this fundraising event to be the title sponsor. And we're very, very fortunate to have them agree to do that. And of course, our other major sponsors are the Columbia River Bar Pilots, because of the use of the helicopter to drop the balls. That is no small expense. And also the Astoria Golf and Country Club for the use of their facilities and their golf pro.
Thank you. Yeah, a big thank you goes to all those great sponsors for this very worthwhile fundraising event. And not only worthwhile, but fun.
Yes.
I've got a note here from Terry Wilson. Oh, and is there still time to supply prom dresses or to get one? And how would one contact the group if you were interested in a prom dress?
If you're interested in getting a prom dress, you can contact us through our website, which is assistanceleaguecp.org. Again, that's assistanceleaguecp.org. Or you can get a hold of myself, and I can hook you up with our lead person on that event. And I guess I could give you my phone number here.
You certainly can.
Okay. My number for Leslie Long is 503-717-3671-717-3671.
Okay. And the conclusion of this interview, within the hour, we'll be putting this up on the web from our website, coastradio.org, and we will have a link on the Talk of Our Towns program page to Assistance League, the Columbia Pacific.
Great.
So you can always go there after the show to get that. Well, Leslie, thank you very much for coming in today and telling us about this great fundraiser and also about the good work the Assistance League of Columbia Pacific does. And is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, we are always looking for new members. This, even though I'm on the board, this is a working board. We put you to work, and it is fun. And if you would like to become a member, please check our website out again. We have about 110 members now locally, which is pretty good for a smaller or small community chapter like we have. But we're always looking for more members that are ready to help children in our community.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you.